Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another empowering episode of the Total Fitness God's Way podcast show. The show where you get equipped to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, to unleash your God-given potential and turn your dreams into reality. In today's episode, we're going to talk about owning your past. Imagine sitting around a table with a group of friends. You've known each other for years and you've shared a lot throughout the years. But there's one thing, personally, you have never really talked about openly. Something that happened in your past. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe you've made some really bad choices that you're ashamed of. But what if you could be honest with your friends? What if you could own your story? What if you could share your story with them without being afraid of their opinion or judgment? Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again this coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals? Because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning. You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God. You want to spend quality time with loved ones. You want to have time to build your dream life. And you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community. The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Says I get you, because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Wilma, a child of God, a wife and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom, questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions, and even shunned Him. Then, during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers, to be all that God has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. All you have to bring to the table is willingness, determination, and a can-do attitude. Brené Brown said, "Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it." Girl, this is so true. The fear of human opinion can disable us, but trusting in God can and will protect us from that. Once we choose to own our story, God sets us free from the weight of the past. We don't have to hide or pretend to be someone we're not. Yes, of course, it's scary to open up about our past and talk about our struggles. But it's important to remember that God is with us and that He will give us the strength to share our stories. Our past is a part of who we are, but it does not have to define us. Sharing our stories doesn't mean that we have to share every little detail of our lives, but it does mean being honest about our struggles and how God has worked in them. Be honest. Don't try to sugarcoat your past or make it seem like you have it all together. In a world where social media often paints a picture of constant happiness and success, I want you to know it's okay not to be okay all the time. Sharing our stories helps to break the stigma that life should always be perfect. Bringing out what's hidden in the darkness into the light is a way to promote healing, transformation, and positive change. It leads to forgiveness and reconciliation with God and others. The Bible tells us in Mark 5:19 to go home to our family and tell them everything the Lord has done for us and how merciful He has been. That was the verse God gave me when we returned to South Africa in late 2020 after our failed attempt to pursue our dream of traveling full-time. I was in denial for such a long time. I refused to admit that we failed, because what would people think or say of us? But I willingly chose to eventually bring the darkness out into the light. I chose to believe that my past and my mistakes do not define me. I chose to stop letting the enemy use it to keep me from feeling ashamed and from shining my light. Girl, you can use your story to inspire and encourage others too. Let them know that they are not alone and that there is hope, that there is a way to overcome the challenges they're facing. It is such a powerful way to share the love of Jesus Christ with the world. And if you want to choose to own your past today, I have a few tips on how you can overcome your fear and make it your testimony. Number one, consider writing your story down. This can be a very helpful way to process your thoughts and feelings. Number two, start by sharing your story with a trusted friend or family member. This can also help you to work through your emotions and to get feedback on how to tell your story in such a way that is both honoring to God and helpful to others. Number three, look for opportunities to share your story in a group setting. This could be at church or at a Bible study or even online. However, when you share your story, which is now your testimony, be sure to focus on God's work in your life. Talk about how He has helped you to overcome your challenges and to grow in your faith. Also, be sure to share your testimony in a way that is hopeful and encouraging. Choose to be a beacon of hope in someone else's life. By sharing your testimony, you are glorifying God and inspiring others on their own path to faith, hope, and redemption. And if you are feeling brave enough today, I want you to share your thoughts with me. And if you've already shared your testimony with others, let me know how owning your story has impacted your life. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would certainly truly appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button. And you know what? Sharing is caring. So please help me spread the word by sharing this episode with your friends. You never know who needs to hear this message today. And sister, if you're ready to transform your life, I invite you to come partner with your sisters in Christ over on our Facebook page at Total Fitness 101. I look forward to welcoming you into our tribe. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to free resources or to connect with me. Your reminder for today is that you are capable to be more, do more, and have more because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, For this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Until next time, keep shining and have a fantastic, blessed week.